MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider. Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Oh, I appreciate it, Bill. Happy to be here as usual.
Well, Andy, the Red Sox picked up a shutout win last night. Unbelievable, and it wasn't Nathan Eovaldi's start.
Unbelievable is right, Bill. The first shutout of the year by the Red Sox pitching staff, and last night, Martin Perez came to the table and picked up his second win of the season. He tossed five shutout innings. The Red Sox snap a four-game skid. They beat the Rays 5-0 at Tropicana Field. The bullpen as well did a great job. Did not allow a hit over the final four innings.
That is amazing. And they also got some offensive punch as well.
Yeah, some home run balls last night for the Red Sox. Alex Verdugo hit his first home run as a member of the Red Sox. And Michael Chavis also went deep. And with Chavis, he becomes the sixth fastest Sox player to reach 20 career home runs, doing so in just 103 games. It took Ted Williams 118 games to do the same. So do we have a major superstar on the rise here, Bill? I think not, but interesting fact nonetheless.
All right. What else do we know about the Red Sox this week, Andy?
Well, we know that after the win last night, they're now 4-8 on the season. That's still good for last place in the American League East, 5.5 games behind the New York Yankees. Red Sox wrapping up the week, taking on the Blue Jays at Fenway starting tomorrow night.
You just tampered down my excitement with that last place note. All right. And Andy, let's continue on with individual news. Eduardo Rodriguez, he's down and shut down, rather, for the season.
He certainly is. He's the ace of the staff, and he's shut down because of myocarditis, which is a heart inflammation after battling COVID-19. So reports say that he'll be fine and ready to go in 2021, and that's the safest route to take at this point. No sense trying to get risky with the situation, considering the short season and the overall play of the team anyway. So his health is obviously the factor. And other health-related news, Red Sox without their third base coach, Carlos Fables. He did not travel the team to Florida. He had an inconclusive test for COVID-19 while the team was in New York. Red Sox say he's just being cautious with Fables at this point. Ramon Vasquez has been filling in for Fables in the third base coach's box.
Inconclusive. All right. Now, what else? I know there are no fans down at Fenway Park inside the ballpark, but there's some news around the ballpark.
Yeah, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you can't go into Fenway, but if you want to watch the game, you can head to Lansdowne Street. The street will be closed during home games this year, and bars will be able to have outdoor patios. There's a new restaurant under the Green Monster called Under the Green Monster. How original. The bars will be working with the city to have huge LED screens set up on the street so you can watch the game. So if you need to be that close to the action, you can take care of business outside the ballpark. And good luck to you if that's what you want to spend your time with, watching it on TV on the street.
I guess that's social distancing, right? I get you got the Green Monster between you and the players, so that sounds safe. Yeah.
Yeah, the only question, will Wally come out and say hello? So we have to wait and see if he'll be carousing with the fans.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll mask up, though. All right, so now it's time let's look around Major League Baseball. What do we have for news going on there?
Well, in case you missed it, Bill, makeup doubleheaders this year will be seven-inning games. That's due to save time. MLB has already seen numerous postponements because of the coronavirus. The first seven-inning doubleheader took place this past Sunday as the Reds swept the Tigers. Last night, the Yankees played the Phillies in a pair of seven-inning games, so it's turning into the college baseball scene or even your AAU doubleheaders and whatnot. So seven-inning games, and it's getting a lot of positive feedback from people, believe it or not. So even still that extra inning situation with putting a runner on second base to start the extra innings. I'm not a fan of either, Bill, but some people out there are enjoying these new rules for 2020.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, haven't even heard any data on how that's worked in extra inning games. I'm not following it that closely, to be honest with you here. But
come on, Bill. Let's get on board here.
I know.
Over in a blink of an eye.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah, I don't have much time to get on board. All right. Other news from around the league?
Well, the rosters for the rest of the season being reduced from 30 players to 28. That's starting today. The league says they'll remain at that number through the postseason. Taxi squads can now have 5 players instead of 3. And also that league owners and the players union have agreed to an expanded postseason. 16 teams now are going to be involved, 8 teams in each league, 3 division winners, 3 second-place teams, and 2 wildcard teams. And MLB is implementing COVID-19 compliance officers on every team to ensure that players and staff are following guidelines.
Boy, I don't think I'd want to be one of those guys. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, that's a tough job to try to keep those millionaires all in line. So I'm sure they'll be getting a lot of flack from the players. But, you know, early reports that players are following the rules now and hopefully make it easier for those compliance officers.
Yeah, exactly. But if one wanted to pay me off, all right, whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's easily done. They have plenty of cash in the wallet.
All right, names in the news. Mike Trout.
Yeah, Mike Trout came back to action. He was off for a short span of time with the birth of his son, and his first at bat on Tuesday night coming back from the birth of his son, he had a home run. So that's a nice little present for the young Trout. He did have a baby boy, so there could be another Major League superstar in the pipeline.
Well, you mentioned the Red Sox in last place, but, I mean, just how good are the Yankees here in 2020?
Well, they actually lost the game yesterday, Bill. They split that doubleheader with the Phillies, believe it or not. But the Yankees are on a roll, riding high in first place in the AL East, and they just look like they're going to just saunter their way into the World Series. But they actually set themselves a record last night. They hit a home run in their 11th straight game of the season, the first 11 games. They've hit a home run in each of them. That is a record in franchise history. And Aaron Judge himself has already hit 7 home runs in the first 11 games.
Oh, man. Yeah, maybe didn't he got hurt last year, right, Andy? Or was it two years ago?
He had an injury issue for each of his first few seasons.
Yeah.
But he did miss a lot of time last year, but he seems to be fully healthy, no doubt about it, so far in 2020.
No, I don't wish him to get injured. I don't want to. Even though we're in rival camps here, I don't want that to get out. Okay. All right, Andy, take us through what else is happening in MLB at news.
Well, back on Sunday, Tigers reliever Tyler Anderson struck out 9 consecutive batters. That tied a Major League record. He did so against the Reds in that doubleheader. But it also set a Major League record for a relief pitcher. The other 9 consecutive batters were struck out by starting pitchers, so he did put himself in the record book with that relief appearance. Also, Bill, a game had to be delayed earlier this week. It had nothing to do with the coronavirus or the weather. Tuesday's game in Minnesota between the Twins and the Pirates was stopped in the top of the 5th inning because a drone was flying over the field. Players were taken off the field. Some in the bullpen started throwing baseballs at the drone, but they weren't able to hit it before it flew away.
That's weird.
Well, I guess if you want to watch the game, I guess that's a way you can do it. You have a drone flying over the field, and you can watch the video of it as you're flying over the field. But, yeah, in this day and age, I guess nothing is out of the ordinary in 2020, that's for sure.
Oh, there's some more female baseball broadcasters?
Yes, we'll finish things off with former Red Sox single-A radio broadcaster Melanie Newman. She becomes the 4th active female broadcaster and the first female broadcaster for the Baltimore Orioles. She did so on Tuesday night. So Newman joins the Yankees' Susan Waldman, Rockies' Jenny Kavner, and ESPN's Jessica Mendoza.
All right, Andy, if I were to ask you what is the one surprise, positive, negative with this year's Red Sox team so far on what we've seen on the field, what would you say?
Ooh, putting me on the spot, Bill. I really can't say there's much of anything positive going on with that team at this point. I mean, I really can't put my finger on anything because obviously the pitching staff is not doing well. No one has really come out of nowhere on the offensive side of things. All right, you're putting me to it. I'm going to say Christian Vasquez, I would say offensively. He's leading the team in home runs, and he's up there in RBIs as well, batting close to 300. So that certainly wasn't expected at the start of the season. So we'll have to give the offensive nod to Christian. And on the negative side of the hitters, I mean, you just have to look at Rafael Devers. He's really struggling, just barely at 200 at this point in the season. J.D. Martinez really hasn't gotten in a groove yet, so there's a couple of guys you kind of relied to take the offense and run, really haven't done so yet. On the pitching side, there's so many guys on the team that you don't even know who they are at this point. Either they're trotting out these relievers left and right. You're really not sure who the half these guys are. And there has been a big disappointment, especially with the starting staff and the middle innings, but you have to give a little bit of a nod to Nathan Eovaldi. He's done well in his starts. I mean, obviously, he's not a number one starter. He's more of a 4 or a 5, but he's doing his best to try to pick up the slack. And it was a positive outing last night by Martin Perez. He's now won 2 outings in a row, so maybe that's something to look forward to going down the road. And that's all you really can say for the Red Sox right now. There's really not a lot of good stuff going on with them.
Yeah, you got it. All right. There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.